Welcome to the Enlightening Motherhood Podcast. Here you will find a non-judgmental community offering support to mothers raising children with extra challenges. This community was created for you to empower moms who love their children deeply, but are also feeling frustrated, overwhelmed, or just plain stressed out. We are the place for moms who are sometimes feeling at the end of their rope and are looking for hope and light. Join us as we help you enlighten motherhood. Hey everyone, it's Emily. Today we're going to chat about why I believe you will benefit from loving your body as it currently is right now. Okay, so this episode is airing right after Christmas, right before New Year's. And at this time of year in particular, right in the middle of holidays, right as we are very much aware of all the treats we've eaten, all of the amazing food we've indulged in, and right before a lot of people begin to make New Year's resolutions, or there's this general feeling of making goals and we're pumped to achieve those goals, and not to mention the constant marketing of people trying to sell something to you. This, to me, is exactly the time for us to stop and consciously consider our own feeling towards our bodies. Okay, I've been a little bit hesitant to create this episode because on the one hand, I'm sure there's this obvious question of what in the world does loving your body have to do with parenting children with intense emotions? And it's totally a valid question, but here's the thing. Your body is a physical manifestation of you, right? You are in your body. Your body is part of you. And your children, they want to be parented by a mother who loves herself. They don't want to be parented by a mom who will only love herself once she loses those extra 20 pounds, or who is only going to love herself when she fits back into a size, whatever, 6 or size 16, or whatever it is that you're telling yourself, when I get to this physical goal, then I can start to love my body. I really believe your children will benefit from a mom who loves herself right now, exactly as she is. Right now. No, I hope I'm not going to get too personal here, but in high school, as a teenage girl, I had so many friends. I was really blessed with a lot of very amazing friends, but somehow I still had low self-esteem. And honestly, I was very thin, and I look back at pictures, I was really skinny, but I had the mindset that I was fat, and I believed that I was fat. Going back and looking at statistics, like, I was technically underweight, but because I could pinch the skin on my arms and end up with skin, I called it fat, and because my stomach sometimes would, like, have skin when I leaned forward, I would say that was fat, so I habitually would cover my stomach with my arm when I was walking. If you look at picture, most people don't know this, so I don't think many people that knew me in high school are listening, but if they are, they might be like, oh, that's why you always walked covering your stomach. I had no idea. But I habitually walked covering my stomach with one arm just because I wanted to hide what I used to call flab. It was not a very healthy mindset, and I didn't realize how much that these physical mindsets were also, they were bleeding into other negativity towards myself, which was creating just a negative mindset for me to look at the world, and it was not serving me. When I went to college is when it finally started to change. I remember staring into a mirror. We had a hall mirror. I had 3 roommates at the time in this little apartment, and I was staring into the mirror critiquing myself. And one of my roommates came up to me and she said, stop right now. And I want you to say one positive thing about yourself for every negative thing you just said. I'm going to stand here until you compliment yourself at least 7 times, because I'm pretty sure you just critiqued yourself 7 times. And you know what? That was hard. And she wanted me to say physical things that I liked about myself. And I didn't even realize at that point in time how negative my self-talk was, because it had become so natural over the years. Now, I'm grateful to that roommate for calling my attention to it. It was the beginning of a very long journey of learning to accept my body exactly as it was then, which is, you know, here I am now, 11 pregnancies later, 4 live births, several decades, and my body now is very different. And I've learned to love it so much more now as it is. That negative mindset, it's really bombarded on us in society for sure. And we've talked about this on the episode, on the podcast before. This idea that society kind of shapes for us what the ideal man or the ideal woman should look like. And the society in which I currently live, for some reason, thinks that women need to take up the least amount of space possible to be attractive. And I don't think it serves us. I really don't. Like, I am all for being healthy. We eat very healthy in my family. I love exercise, right? Physical fitness is important to me. And as I've mentioned this stuff many times on this podcast, and it's not a fitness podcast, right? This isn't like some sort of health coaching podcast. I don't want to confuse it for that, but I really do believe that my journey of learning to love myself for who I am and not waiting to love myself until I became who I wish that I was, whether or not that was realistic, especially like you think of me as a teenager, I should not have been skinnier. That was not healthy at the time. And I wasn't loving myself until I was skinnier. And that was just like this crazy mind-blowing thing. But maybe now we could come to me now where I definitely weigh more than I did as a teenager, right? And it would be so easy to say, well, no, I'm going to love my body once I lose some of that weight from my last pregnancy. Or once I've toned down that flab on my abdomen, or whatever. But loving myself now, even with all of those things that society might say isn't perfect, is so powerful. Like I said, it does still creep up sometimes. Like, as a newlywed, I remember that we went and we I bought just a cheap scale at Walmart, even though we were pretty low on finances at that time. And I began stepping on it like 8, 9, 10 times a day and obsessing over that number. And I realized it, thankfully, within about 2 days that I was just creating this unhealthy mindset that was obsessed again on, for some reason, this number that's doesn't really matter, right? My gravitational pull on the earth. That's the way that one midwife told it to me once. And so I went and I returned that scale to Walmart. And that was well over a decade ago. And we haven't bought one since. I am still curious to know what I weigh. When I'm at the gym, I'll weigh myself once or twice a week, usually, just because I'm curious. But I've set up a boundary to make sure that I don't get obsessive over it. And I'm not saying it's bad if you have a scale. I'm not saying it's bad if you step on it multiple times a day. That's totally going to be different for everyone. And I am happy if that is working for you and you want to do that. I'm not here to say you should do otherwise. What I am here to recommend is that that number on the scale is not dictating to you whether or not you're able to love yourself. I believe that my journey of learning to love myself for who I am right now, and not waiting to love myself until I became that who I wish I was whatever, if that's realistic or not. We don't even have to argue that. Maybe it is something realistic. Because this is going to spread into non-physical areas in our life too, right? If I can learn to love my body as it is now, even when I have acne, even when I have stretch marks or cellulite, or when I'm 16 months postpartum and still can't fit into most of my pre-pregnancy clothes, especially the pants, right? Even when I'm exactly as I am right now, learning to love myself with all of those imperfections and not waiting until I get to a certain point to love myself is going to serve me so much. My children are going to have a mom that loves herself as she is. And they're going to, in turn, see that people can love themselves even when they have what they believe to be imperfections. Now, for me, it has been quite the journey to go from hating my body to then at least accepting it, to finally learning to love it as it is. It's been quite the journey, and it definitely didn't happen overnight, but it started with that awareness and then a desire to at least try to get there. And I know that there is a worry that some people say, well, Emily, but I have these health goals and I really want to be healthier, and I'm trying to be careful here because I don't want to turn this into a health podcast and necessarily force all of my health ideals onto you. But maybe you have these ideas for how you can be healthier. And for me, I enjoy working out. I want to get stronger. I want to be able to do a pull-up again. It's been a few years since I could do that. And so I'm working on lifting weights more often. And so my example for me might be, okay, but if I hate my body and say, I'm not going to love my body until I'm able to do that pull-up, won't that motivate me to do my pull-up faster and to like make sure I get to the gym regularly and to make sure I get those weights because I'm hating my body meanwhile and I want to love my body? And I would reply to that and say, maybe that would work. Like, I mean, maybe that could motivate you to get to the gym, but are you enjoying that kind of journey? Are you enjoying using hate and self-loathing and self-disgust as a motivating factor to try to get your body to a place where you will love it? Or what if you love it as it is right now? What if I love my body even though I can't do that pull-up? And even if I used to be able to do it, and even if the amount that I can lift is smaller and the amount of reps that I can do are much less than I wish that they were, what if I still love my body and I use that love as a motivating factor? So instead of, I am going to go to the gym because I hate my body and I want to make it a body that I love, what if instead I make it, I am going to go to the gym because I love my body. And because I love this body so much, I want to take care of it. And I want to do these things that will help it thrive. Doesn't that feel so much better to you? To go, I love my body so much that I'm going to try to be careful about what I put into it. And I'm going to put in foods and enough water. And I'm going to try to take care of it in ways that I believe will give it optimal health. That feels so much better to me. So much better. Okay. And now, like I told you, it has been quite the journey. Because for me personally, I love. Oh, some of you are going to be mind blown. But really, I love my stretch marks. I love them so much because after losing 7 pregnancies to miscarriage, my stretch marks are a constant reminder of the 4 amazing miracles of the full-term pregnancies that I was able to have that brought me those stretch marks. I love my stretch marks. I often call them nature's tattoos to remind me of my 4 miracles that made it. Now, you don't have to love your stretch marks, okay? It's totally fine if you don't love them. But maybe, just maybe, you can start, maybe even just consider starting by not hating them. Right? So if you're not ready to like, you're like, oh, that's crazy. I'm never going to love my stretch marks. Okay. But what if you just stop hating your stretch marks? Instead of seeing them and thinking, oh, there's those nasty stretch marks again. Or, oh man, my thighs are so gross. Or, oh, whatever thought that you might have. Like, I just hate my body. Or different versions of that, right? Or I hate this part of my body. What if you considered working up a more conscious thought that will serve you more, such as when I see my stretch marks, instead of thinking, oh, there's those nasty stretch marks, I can go, you know what, brain? We're not thinking that thought anymore. Oh, well, there's my stretch marks. I don't love them, but I don't have to hate them either. Or maybe, oh, well, there's stretch marks. It looks like my body grew fast there once. And that's okay. And if, like me, you have stretch marks from having had a baby, you could just say, oh, well, there's the proof I had a baby. Okay? Any of these things that are a little bit more neutral can possibly help to move you from that state of just the negativity towards your physical body. Move you on that journey to bring you towards positivity, towards your physical body. Now, like I said, this is a journey, and it does take a lot of consciousness and intentionality in what we choose to think about ourselves. But I definitely believe, especially as you're heading into the new year, especially if you've just gained an extra 5, 10, 15, 20 pounds from the last few months, especially as you're looking to make goals and you're surrounded by a lot of marketing that's probably going to include a lot of very, very skinny women in clothes that show you their perfect bodies, and they try to sell you their program so you can get that perfect body also. Go into it with a mindset of loving your body. And I'm not opposed to fitness programs either. If you want to join a fitness program and you feel like it's going to help you out, that's great. Just try to do it from a place of love, that you're joining this fitness program because you love your body so much that you're going to try to take even better care of it. Do you see where I'm going with this? I hope this serves you, and I hope you can see how it's going to help you. It's going to transcend. It's going to spread out into other areas of your life too. I promise you that. And I also promise you that your body can look and be the way it is exactly at this moment, right now, and still be amazing. I promise you. If this podcast episode was meaningful or helpful to you, can you think of a friend who might benefit from hearing it? Why not send them a quick text with a link to listen? I know it's a message I would have loved hearing years ago.